انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlist by introducing you to any unique famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music, plus knowing about band's history and some stories meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you will catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. Okay, since it's the last Thursday of the year, in today's episode, we'll continue to talk about up-and-coming or underrated bands. But this time, it's about local bands from Middle East, especially with a twist, a special feature in our list before the end of our episode. Metal rock scene is rising in Middle East, such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and many more. But let's get into our first underrated band in today's list. This band was formed in 2005 in Alexandria, Egypt by two or four members and currently resided in Montreal, Canada. And the band faced multiple lineup changes. Let's take a break with their most well-known track that featured in one of Arabic independent movies. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lemis Simmery on 90s FM. This brought a lot of nostalgia to all of you, I assume. But this was Abad Mekan, translated as A Further Place, by an Egyptian alternative metal band, Massive Scar Era, or you may know as Mascara. This track featured in 2010 the Egyptian independent movie Microphone, which talks about an underground art scene of Alexandria. Massive Scar Era's remaining lineup is vocalist and guitarist Shirin Amr, and it's currently a collaborative band. Okay, let's get into their brief history. Massive Scar Era was originally formed as an all-girl band in 2005 by Shirin and violinist and key backing vocals Nancy Munir with two former members. They released their debut EP, Reincarnation, in 2006, which gained international recognition and notice for its female membership, although often with criticism from family members and religious authorities. And they have also faced difficulty in finding gigs, producers, and record distributors in their home region due to popular disdain for aggressive music. In 2009, the band was invited to play the Sweden Rock Festival with a changed lineup. In 2010, they featured in the Egyptian film Microphone, covering Alexandria's arts and music scene. Starting in 2011, the band began to play at European summer music festivals regularly. From 2010 to 2012, they released three EPs, Unfamiliar Territory, Precautionary Measures, and Comes Around You. In 2013, Massive Scar Era was featured in the film Before the Spring, After the Fall, which depicted the participation of the Egyptian rock musicians in that country's 2011 revolution. This led to Shirin immigrated to Canada in 2015 to escape her home country's criticism and harassment towards her music. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was my most favorite track, Oblivious, a third single and a third track from their seventh EP, Metal Goes Egyptian, which was released on November 3rd this year. This EP is a live version accompanied by a traditional Egyptian Arabic music orchestra and session musicians bassist Etienne Tremblay and drummer Julia Giman. Let's continue. Due to the relocation between cities within Canada, it became challenging to maintain a consistent lineup of band members. Nonetheless, she chose to view this as an opportunity to engage in collaborations with diverse arrangers and songwriters in every release. A lineup with the bassist Dylan Vidanez Jarls, they released two EPs, 30 Years in 2016 and Colorblind in 2018. Apart from Massive Score Era, in December 2021, Shirin flew from Canada to Egypt to attend a 20-day residency with Dawn musicians with help of the community connector Kauka Betofi to learn traditional Dawn songs, complex body rhythmic rhythms, and to explore the possibility of creating an EP that blends metal music with Dawn. One particular Zar ensemble felt a connection with Shirin's music. They are called Zar Abu Al-Ghit and led by Muhammad Abu Zaid. In 2023, the two groups can finally reunite in Montreal for 3 weeks of music workshops to execute the collaboration and present it to the audience on August 18th, 2023, in Montreal at Le Petit Campus. The output of the residency, the seven songs, was recorded in Montreal and planned to be released at the end of spring 2024. Okay, to our next band in our list. This band was formed in 2019 by five members from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. If you're a fan of Tool and other alternative rock bands with storytelling with Hijazi dialect, you'll like this band. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Yeah.
back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Harfayan, which translated as literally by a Saudi Arabian melodic progressive rock metal band Ana Nahn. Ana Nahn's lineup consists of vocalist and synth Abdul Malik Zubayla. Zubayla, me. Bassists Nasif Mufti and Shahir Karkashan. Tabla and synth Salah Bensif. And drummer Man Balila. Sorry for mispronunciation. Let's get into their brief history. The band members had all been musicians in several bands since 2006. Especially vocalist Abdul Malik Zubayla is a vocalist in two side projects, Skeleton Crowd and Statues of Sinking Men. The men until Ana Nahn came together in 2019. From March to December 2020, they released three singles: Ish Sawed, or What Did I Do, Al Awwal, or The First, and Yom Bidun Shams, or A Sunless Day. From March to October 2021, they released four singles: acoustic version of Yom Bidun Shams, Sunna Diya, featuring Hamandi, a Bahraini artist, or Those Who Corrupt, Double Dasa, or Step on the Pedal, and Rikhis, or The Sheep. From June to September 2022, there is two singles, Zanjabil wa Asal wa Laymoon, or Ginger, Honey and Lemon, and Ilhaq Nafsak, featuring Ghada Shiri, or Save Yourself. From March to November 2023, they released three singles, Bouquet, Harfayan, and La Tatanamar, or Don't Bully. Their upcoming untitled debut album will be a conceptual record that will tell one story about how social media affect us along with the people around us. Each track will be a chapter, themes covering topics such as the double life of a social media influencer, the effects of social media on self-esteem, cyberbullying, etc. The band is aiming to take the listener through an engaging journey of ups and downs. They want people to be keener to the experience of listening to one coherent narrative of music, and they hope that they manage to achieve that with this album. But we'll stick to the updates about their debut album via social media. Okay, before getting into our third and special feature in our list, if you're a fan of covers with a twist of oriental funk and oriental rock, you'll like this vibe. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me. Oh, empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk up a shadow.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Boulevard of Broken Dreams by an Egyptian independent solo artist, Akram Suleiman. It was originally by Green Day, a third track of his debut EP, The Phoenix, which was released last week on December 21st this year. This EP was produced by Fish Fight bassist Omar Badawi. Let's get into his solo project's brief history. His solo project started in December 2022 after helping many acts in the country's heavy music scene grow their musical projects. He worked on it for the entirety of this year. Akram explained the concept of The Phoenix, saying, "We tried to deconstruct and reassemble these four songs with elements of our own. As much as we wanted to pay our respects to the original artists, we had to put our own soul into the songs." The Phoenix EP has four tracks of cover versions of songs from Deep Purple, Green Day, and Sting. Moreover, it featured the track musicians Omar Badawi, Amra Osama, Young Odin, Nader Abdurrahman Harun, Amir Salim, Ibrahim Hassan or Devam, Hagar Ahmed, Muhammad Al-Attar, and Ziyad Hamouri. Okay, that's all I have, unfortunately, but we'll end our episode and special night with a first single and a second track from his debut EP, Soldier of Fortune, originally by Deep Purple. Okay, send me your support and your comments on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram, and hoping you'll enjoy this episode's list and my recommendations. Stay tuned for an upcoming episode next week, same place and same time, every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great night and support your local bands as an international band. Salam.
Waiting for the day when I'll take your hand and sing your songs, and maybe you would say, "Come be with me, love me." I would surely stay. I guess I'll always be a soldier of fortune.